So far, we're getting Asia down. We have Taiwan, Japan represented, Malaysia, and now we will have Vietnam represented as well. Because at this time, Cam Barlow, the wife of Joe Barlow, will be reading his testimony. And it's been a pleasure to be able to see them grow and to talk with them through premarital counseling and to watch them get married. So this time, Cam.
Good morning. This is the testimony of Joseph Barlow. I'm a sinner in desperate need of God's relentless and powerful grace that only can be found in the gospel of Jesus Christ, my Savior. For much of my life, I've been defiant to this truth. Growing up in Richmond, Virginia, born out of wedlock to a young teenage mother, my grandparents watched me while my mother pursued her education. My grandmother and my mom disciplined me well and encouraged me to excel in school studies, even to the extent of shunning distractions such as sports, hanging out with friends. Throughout my adolescence, the idea of education and acting morally equal success informed my life. My mom became my role model for overcoming adversity as she completed her education and obtained a good paying job as an accountant. As a lonely teenager with a thirst for learning and a library card, I dabble in philosophy such as Buddhism and its appeal to my sense of attaining salvation through my own efforts. In college, I was approached by a member of Inner Varsity Christian Fellowship. I started attending fellowship meetings. I wanted to be accepted in a community. For the next 3 years, I would fellowship with them, singing songs of praise, praying, and reading the Bible, as I was unwilling to bring myself to accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. I was still a lonely kid who felt himself better than anyone. I didn't accept my brokenness or the need for faith in something outside of my own efforts. I read the Bible and intellectualize it, missing God's plan for redemption for me, a wretched sinner. After college, I began to work, wandering the wilderness with scarcely the thought of Jesus or even God. I poured myself into work and became a rising star of the company, but it all seemed inconsequential. In my work, I was obedient and people-pleasing. But outside work channels, I was iconoclastic and confrontational. In 2006, I joined a new team of co-workers. Three of them were evangelical Christians. This group showed me tremendous amount of love, oftentimes in which I tried to reject. One day, one of these co-workers invited me to church. I attended, and I loved the message that was preached by the pastor. But I wasn't interested in trying to follow Jesus again. A few years would go by, and as I grew to love these co-workers, perhaps just because they loved me, my heart was changing. God was taking this awkward, prideful, and unrepentant sinner and showing his grace. After 6 months, I started dating, now my wife. I had a realization that I've been called to love people, to give my resources to them unselfishly. It was a calling which is so very difficult, but God showed me who I am and who he is. My hardened heart was broken, and I was open to the gospel of Jesus Christ. I consider my Christian walk fairly new, and I have struggled in it. When I started dating Cam, I attended the church I had visited, this church, Lighthouse, becoming a part of it. Thank you for loving me and teaching me what it means to worship the one triune God, even though I don't deserve it.
Joe, do you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead?
I do.
Because of your confession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.